If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former federal prosecutor and president of West Coast Trial Lawyers, Nima Rahmani.
The Delphi murder investigation keeps taking new twists and turns as it has since the beginning. Not necessarily talking about Odinism at this exact point in time. I mean, it's certainly there, but some new developments of leaks going on in this case. The leaks this time being very sickening, and we're just learning about them, having a lot to do with the images of the girls that are coming out. Leaks come from somewhere, and it's usually someone that has some sort of intention with them. What possibly could be the motive to have leaked photos like this to the public, other than just someone sick and wants to, you know, throw it out there?
Yeah, I don't understand. You know, I mean, the poor families of these two young girls who have been killed, and for years, their perpetrator hasn't been brought to justice, whether it's Richard Allen or whomever. I mean, this is a case that went cold. Lots of criticism of law enforcement, a lot of kind of, I would say, unorthodox behavior by the part of the defense. And again, we're still getting information. This is really breaking. It sounds like, but again, we don't know yet, that these leaks may have come from someone that worked for the defense. As a former prosecutor, I mean, the last thing you want is your law enforcement or folks in, you know, the district attorney's office to be leaking this type of information. It's a problem both for the victims. It's a problem, frankly, for the defendant as well. You don't want to taint the jury pool and have this information out there. You know, evidence needs to come in through the proper means in a court of law. Mm-hmm. I understand that this case has gotten a lot of attention. I'm sure there's folks that want to see this, but it's just not appropriate. So I'm hoping that this leak came from the defense only because it's just going to make an already potentially difficult prosecution even more difficult if really law enforcement and prosecutors aren't doing a good job controlling the evidence in the case.
Let me ask you why, in your opinion, you think they went down the Odinist route in the document that they submitted about a month ago now. It seems that if Richard Allen is in fact innocent, were they put into a corner of, look, you may be innocent, but we got nothing to show that you're innocent? Were they just so backed there, like everything, the little that they have does point to you, and we don't have a whole lot that doesn't point to you, even though he's the one who raised his hand and said, hey, I was there, you know, just how can I help? And then he ends up getting arrested for this. Were they just backed into a corner? They needed something really dramatic to take down the road here with this, or is this just really poor decision-making on the part of his attorneys?
Look, it's tough to defend these types of cases because whether it's a death penalty case or not, I mean, you're usually not getting any type of discount, right? It's either going to be a life in prison or a capital case. So, you know, if you're the defense attorney, and here, apparently Richard Allen, he's confessed, right? If you don't get this confession suppressed, you're really swinging for the fences. These are Hail Mary type arguments. They got to argue why, you know, folks in the law enforcement system or in prison corrections officers have a reason to try to coerce this confession, right? And again, I'm not saying that this argument has any chance, but you know, this is all you got if you're defending someone like Richard Allen and you're really confronted with this confession. You got to have some sort of explanation for the jurors as to why someone would confess to killing two girls and why that confession would be involuntary. So I don't think it's going to stick, but this is what the defense lawyers do because they only need to pick off one juror.
Do you think that the confession will make it into trial or are they going to find some way to suppress that?
I think so. I think law enforcement has done a better job nowadays. These confessions usually are videotaped, recorded. You know, they're trained not to say or do anything that may get the confession suppressed, especially in a murder case like this, right? They've had years. It's not like, you know, this just happened today. They picked him up. So hopefully, you know, I would think that, you know, the folks that were investigating in these cases, these were experienced officers that know what to say and what not to say to get a confession in and make sure it's not suppressed.
I imagine at some point we will hear the audio of that confession. And I'm wondering if this is going to come down to be either the nail in Richard Allen's coffin or if it's going to be the thing that sets him free. Are we talking mainly the tone of the voice, the way the message is delivered to the family, then how the jury interprets that?
You know, it really comes down to two issues. The first is, I mean, you got to get it suppressed. If you're the defense, you got to get it suppressed before trial. Once it comes in, I think Richard Allen is toast. So there's a couple ways you can go about it. You can try to attack the Miranda warnings and the waiver, right? Everyone knows someone's arrested. They're given those warnings. They got to make a knowing and voluntary waiver of those rights. That doesn't happen. The Miranda warnings are incorrect or the waiver is problematic. Maybe you can get it suppressed on that basis. The other is, of course, is that the confession itself is involuntary. It was coerced, right? It was beat out of him. They promised him something that they shouldn't. So unless you can get the confession suppressed because of the Miranda issue or the voluntariness, it's going to come in and the jurors are going to hear that. And usually often that's enough to get someone convicted.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee, only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.